Well, good morning. It is 6:21 a.m. on Friday, March 10th, 2023. 38 degrees, which is just over 3 degrees Celsius. 92% humidity and a light drizzle. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Soggy Pearlcast, y'all. I've learned that it's raining. If I create a very small profile under my umbrella, I can keep most of my body out from getting soaked. Although my left shoe, because I cross left leg over right in a very casual marination pose, my left shoe is a bit soggier than my right now. Ah well. So I saw a big hair dude on the north-south train while I was marinating. Only he doesn't have as big a hair anymore. Big hair dude got a haircut. And honestly, at this point, I don't know if he would have stood out to me if I saw him now. If I started my walking now and started looking and noticing, I don't think I would have noticed him. Really, his hair was big. It was big hair. And now it's not big hair. It's still substantial. Still a very fine head of hair for a young gentleman. But definitely not remarkable. And welcome to walk number 700. I've usually very lax in commemorating these centennial walks because, well, clearly there have been 7 of them as of now. But it just doesn't, you know, it's not something that I habitually commemorate, but yeah, it's something worth noting, I guess. I don't know. Like with other podcasts, you're looking for something to celebrate. Make something more special or more marketable. So those centennial episodes, those are a good opportunity to go, holy crap, this is not that kind of podcast. And yes, I'm acknowledging this is, by the strictest definition, a podcast. It's an audio journal. But 700, that's, you know, almost 2 years. 2 years of walks. Obviously, I haven't walked every day. You can't knock those down. I've been doing this for at least 3 years now. At least. I'm trying to think. Yeah. Yeah, I think I started in 2020. So, and oh my God, so so for those of you who are not familiar with why this started, my friend Nathan Lowell has been doing this for much longer than I have. I think he just turned in episode 2000 and something. So I am but a baby walker by comparison. But recently, Nathan had a bout of throat cancer. And I mean, okay, first of all, Nathan is a consummate wordsmith and has published numerous, dare I say dozens, of novels. Marvelous, wonderful tales, sci-fi tales that defy the sci-fi tropes of pew-pew and interstellar battles and blah, blah, blah. It's a complete turning of the trope, as it were. Jesus. Pals. I think it was last summer, he had received a diagnosis of throat cancer. And Nate has narrated all of his novels. So, and obviously he's done 2,500 plus walks. So his voice, his speaking is very much a part of the kaleidoscope, of the multifaceted jewel that is that man. So this was a very challenging time for him, but he's gone through the therapy, gone through chemo and had the surgery and all the things. And just recently he started walking again and recording his walks. And that is such a freaking triumph. That, I mean, you know, when I saw he'd started walking again, it was like, yes! So cool. So yeah, I thought that was worthy of mention. I mean, that's the strength of spirit and character that demonstrates is an inspiration. No, without hyperbole, I can say that. So, yeah, I will celebrate Nathan Lowell on my 700th episode. Nathan, actually, there's a term amongst a very exclusive set of authors. There's a term called a Lowell. One of the many things that Nathan is known for is his prodigious word count, where dude can crank out, you know, 5,000 or more words a day. And so when a writer in our circle pulls down a massive word count day, he says, yeah, I pulled a Lowell today. Or I have Lowellian word count today. And he was the inspiration for me doing this. When I was visiting, God, years ago, I was visiting Greeley, Colorado, where he lives. And I asked if I could join him on his morning walk. And he said, yeah, sure. Because the offer has always been open for people to join him. But he walks at, you know, 6:30 in the morning. And even for people in the area, that's a bit daunting. But not for me. So we did it once. And it was great fun. And then we did it again. And just, you know, about 3 years ago, I was driving through the area and we did it again. It's like, this is really, I enjoy this. and the pandemic had hit and Terry had passed and I'd just moved to Chicago and was feeling very isolated and decided to take up the tradition that Nathan had established and started walking. And here we are. My morning therapy. Group therapy, because you're here. So, episode 700. Here's to you, Nate. Little bone rattler to celebrate the event. Whoa. Morning. So, last night, an impromptu event. I got invited to game night at Muse's place. Muse and her husband and their friends gather of a Thursday. And game from time to time. And I got invited last night. It was lovely. Oh God. And so I gave one of their friends a ride to and from. And driving him home, we drove by a place called Heavenly Donuts. And it was right in his neighborhood. And I said, "So, is it really heavenly?" It's like, "Dude, they're fritters. Their fritters are to die for." So I dropped him off, turned around, it was a 24-hour donut joint, and got some of their fritters, and he was right. Oh my God, so good. So good. So I actually got two. I only ate one, so I have one waiting for me back at the homestead. Yes, which will be lovely. So that was an unexpected delight. And then tonight, I have a date with Allie. I'm going to be cooking up some shrimp and vegetable couscous for us tonight, which will be lovely. Thank you, Blue Apron, for helping me sound like a gourmet chef. So, yeah. I'll probably talk more about that tomorrow, but that's such an interesting continuum for me, these two events. Hanging out with Muse last night and having a date with Allie tonight. This is a continuum I'm not used to having within the same temporal space. And it's really kind of nice. It's intriguing and fun and warm and exciting and lovely. And I don't know, maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow during the Rivercast. But so I'm back in Jameson Square now, which means we've reached the end of our walk. So, let's wrap this up. Ah, it's Friday. Hello, Friday. It's such a celebratory day, really, even though it's technically a work day. And, oh God, have I got work. Homes.com loaded me up, so I got some serious recording to do between now and date night. So, you know, but it's still a celebratory work day. It's like, yes, today and then the weekend. Yes. So, I hope you have a lovely Friday. I hope you find something to commemorate today. You know, there's all sorts of rhythms and cycles in our lives. And not everybody has a audio journal /podcast/thing that is numbered to commemorate. There's usually it's been X amount of time since I did this or that. It's a nice little, benchmark, an affirmation of cycles and rhythms and so on. I mean, that's a part of living. That's a part of life and celebrating that. I think that's important. So I hope you find something to celebrate, something to commemorate today. But however it goes down, thank you, Brother Zig, for giving us the truth by which we can build our temple, which is, despite everything, create. Add to the world. Discover. You know, honestly, create and discover, very similar vibes, if you think about it. Because one happens with the other. Inevitably. I want to actually explore that more. So, but yeah, do that. And then, as you do, love fearlessly. Love enthusiastically. Love with abandon and faith. Because if you're going to love, love all the way, right? And I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.